This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
So there's a huge awakening happening. There's a giant explosive time here. But at the same time, they're also now going to pure lies, pure demonization, saying we run demonstrations we have nothing to do with, saying we terrorized Austin, had, you know, scare, gun scares going, zero involvement, saying I hate black people, saying I'm a drug dealer, saying I'm a, just you name it, in mainstream news, in concerted efforts, hundreds of articles per day. Maddow was in over 300 on Monday. Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, I mean, Miami Herald, I mean, Austin American States, when I got calls about it, people going, you think we had a moon landing. You're not involved in the Boston bombing. I mean, folks, you're talking hardcore. So in the past, they would just kill me. But because of the info war, that would make me a martyr. Plus, like shark teeth, I've got rows of people ready to replace me. Okay. And so, instead, they are murdering who I am right now. They are killing who Alex Jones is. And look, Jesse Ventura has his problems politically. I don't agree with him on quite a bit of things, but he did get politically assassinated, you know, with the whole Chris Kyle thing. They could pull similar things on me. This is all a sign we're having a huge effect. They wouldn't be doing all of this if we weren't hitting the zeitgeist. And InfoWars is growing exponentially right now. So I want to give you kind of the state of the InfoWars union here on the success we're having. And realize, when you tell friends and family to tune in, when you direct them, InfoWars.com/show, they can download the podcast, watch the live feeds, you know, whatever. If you're listening on AM and FM stations, tell your friends and family to tune into that. You are the info warriors. Now, they're going to strike back a bunch of ways. I'm going to be doing some special reports that go through how they're doing this. But the model, because it's total totalitarianism in China, they admit this in Australia, the U.S., you name it, the model for internet censorship is going to be phased in Chinese-style net censorship. Net IDs, net taxes, three strikes and you're out net rules. But before they get to that, they're going to phase in, starts this next year, in just, you know, 10 days or so, or less, I guess 9 days, in China, and they're already lining up with Facebook, Google, all of them agreeing with China, Microsoft, to implement these systems where China already does it, and then they beta test there and then bring it here. And our story's on DrudgeReport.com. We do a document cam over here. And, of course, Drudge gets how incredibly important this is. We've been mentioning this for the last few months, but now it's hit critical mass because the Chinese have released the full details. Everything you do in China, from your credit score to what you buy to discount cards to your internet records to what you say on social networks, is integrated into an algorithm. And if you criticize the government basically once, you can't even buy or sell. You can't get a hotel. You can't travel. Now, notice all this is being phased in here with the IRS saying, if we start auditing you or don't even start an investigation, you can't fly. Internal checkpoints. I mean, it's on, folks. So Europe's doing the same thing. This is all being brought in. It's being implemented. I mean, this is classical tyranny. It's here. And again, the Supreme Court justice told Drudge, next year, they're coming for you. And then they have the head of the, you know, the heads of the FCC there, and yeah, we're coming for your free speech, talk radio, internet, you name it. I mean, because they can't beat us, folks. They're flaming tyrants. They're flaming crooks, annihilating our country, spying on us illegally, opening our borders, having the Border Patrol complete the smuggling process. I mean, this is the globalist offensive. This is the war against America. And globally, there's a world awakening. So they know in algorithms, and they admit this, that revolutions are coming. Just because food prices in the third world have gone up past 50%. They know at that point riots start. They already have their operatives ready to steer the revolutions into radical Al-Qaeda, radical ISIS, radical Al-Nusra, Saudi Arabian driven. Same thing here. They're going to have a big communist, kill the cops, shoot the cops, burn the cities. They're going to let them do it, order the cops to stand down, and then say, cops, it's your fault, capitulate, go under UN control. I mean, it's on, folks. You are witnessing a real coup. 100% what I'm telling you is happening. Now, I knew this was coming, but to see it actually happen is so bold, is so over the top, that I get why people just can't believe it.
watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Men can't have babies, but there's this mental illness where they go, oh, look, this man's having a baby, but it's a woman that transitioned, said she was a man, still had a uterus, and then has a baby, and we're all supposed to just go along with the mental illness.
Yeah, and they've actually declassified transgenderism as a mental illness now. It used to be that gender dysphoria was a mental illness, but they decided, well, if we recategorize it out of the category of mental illness, then it's not a mental illness.
Well, here's an example. If I get depressed, which I'm not going to do hypothetically, you start cutting my fingers off with a hatchet, they're going to put me in a mental institution.
Yes, they would, yeah.
But if I wanted to go and have my balls chopped off,
that would be very progressive.
And you know, have my my junk sliced up.
Yep.
And that would be, oh, beautiful. This is or the trans-abled people that want bleach poured in their eyes to be blind.
Yep.
And then we've got to pay for them.
Yep. It's very progressive. It's all about breaking down barriers, because all of these barriers are a form of oppression, you see. Because if you can't become a woman, but you want to become a woman, then you're being oppressed. Nature is oppressing you. And if we can do something about that, we can philosophically change it so trans women are women. We can physically change your body using surgeries that are not even, surgeries that are not, they're experimental. And drugs that have not yet been tested. I think it was Channel 4 or BBC, they put out a documentary about transgenderism in the UK. And in the documentary, they just openly admitted that, yeah, these drugs have not been tested, but they just switched to the 16-year-old child who was taking the drugs, and they were like, yeah, I'm happy to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. It's like, are we really allowing the government to get...
Well, let's expand on that. Just 6-7 years ago, everybody laughed at South Park, where, you know, the guy wants to be a dolphin, but he's not really a dolphin. Now... it's LGBTP everywhere. They're saying no. Sex with children is normal, and the news is pushing.
Hang on, hang on. So not all of them are saying that. Some of them are saying that. But
I see it all over the place.
Yeah, no, you are right. So Salon.com published, I think it was 2 or 3 articles from someone called a virtuous paedophile who is advocating that this was actually a sexual identity, and there have been lots of academics who have said this is actually a natural sexual identity and not some kind of mental disease. So there is a push towards normalization in that regard. And if you look at pride parades now, they seem to be turning into fetish parades. I mean, I'm...
And they say, oh, little kids can handle it, and then they have books from Australia to the U.S. in the library that teach six-year-olds how great oral sex is. That's a pedophilic book.
Yeah, that is. And that's actually something that happened to people. And yeah, the slippery slope seems to be greased up and really, really, really long.
So in closing here... Okay, fascinating to have you on, and looking at all this, if you go back to the Khmer Rouge and Pol Pot, or you go back to other fascist and communist movements, they would just go in, when Lenin took over, he'd go into the small towns and medium-sized cities and kill the doctors, kill the intellectuals, because even if they said, yeah, we support you, they still didn't trust them because they could be leaders, and they also killed off most of the Russian military leadership because they were threatened by him, which also crippled Russia for a long time and allowed Hitler to a certain extent to get as far as he got later, decades later. And so you see them killing the killing fields, killing anybody that had glasses on. The fact that you could afford glasses meant they were going to kill you, and they killed up to a third of the population. And so that's what I see this censorship as. Anybody intellectual that's really changing minds, anybody that's really having an effect, whether they be conservative, Christian, liberal, whatever, if they're outside the main corporate system, they're going to be silenced, and even WhatsApp. and all these text messaging things. Just 3 months ago, when we got banned, you know, using my name on Facebook and Paul, they said, CNN went, we want to see if he's on WhatsApp. We're looking at the accounts, so they're inside the stuff, so we can stop Jones from sending private messages. So they want to go down to the level, like we always say, what's next? AT&T listens to what I'm saying with AI and says I can't say it. Facebook and all of them are already doing it and admitting that. So they're not just listening to you with the assistant inside your house. They are now listening to the messages you send. They are now reading what you say and not letting you do it in real time and, quote, having real humans flag it and watch it in real time in your phone. So see, they're just light-yearing out, trying to go so far with the Overton window that no matter how hard we battle back, they've so fundamentally overturned reality and civilization that we're down a rat hole.
What I find really amazing about it is how transparent the political agenda is, because you'll see people like Susan Wojcicki going on certain YouTube channels to be interviewed by them, and not others, obviously. And then you'll see people like yourself, and it's always of a particular bent. You know, Gavin McInnes, you know, myself. It's always people in a certain particular sphere who get deplatformed. And then if you just think about it, murderers have Facebook accounts. They don't get deplatformed for being murderers. They still have their Facebook accounts. Pedophiles have Facebook accounts. Like terrorists.
ISIS
have Facebook accounts. It's like actual people who have done really terrible things actually have Facebook accounts.
But they're not thought criminals.
But they're not thought criminals.
So let me ask you this question. What do you think government should do? Because I don't believe in government involvement in things. I'm a libertarian. Except when you have corporations working in tandem as combines, like tech, bigger than most countries individually together, more powerful than probably even the U.S., and they are censoring people, they are manipulating the general info that the public can get, and they're abusing that power, and they have a monopoly section in law here, Section 230, where they're seen as a utility, so they don't have liability. What I want is a First Amendment that doesn't take rights, but enshrines them and guards them and is a prohibition on the exact gang mentality control that we now see unfolding.
There is a very strong libertarian argument to not have the government be involved, because the argument goes something like, well, 10 years ago, Google was nothing. So, you know, and then, you know, where's MySpace? Where are these other platforms now? But I think that as you say, the Section 280 has been manipulated, taken advantage of for a political agenda. And the scope of these companies has become so big, and they have been masquerading as platforms when really they are publishers, that it is kind of irresponsible for us to not do something, because we are seeing the actual political disintegration of Western countries, and it probably is because of social media. I mean, Jack Dorsey looks like he's a monk. He looks like he spends his time in the desert meditating on how he has screwed the West because of Twitter. And Twitter is ruining the political class. Like the Daily Beast, one of these journalistic outlets, they actually, internal documents were leaked where the CEOs of it were recommending that they stop using Twitter. Just stop using Twitter, because it's doing damage to the mental health of the people on it. It puts them in this war mode where they're constantly fighting the enemy. You know, the right wingers are the enemy. We're the good guys. So we're just in this constant war footing. And it really is driving a wedge, and people get radicalized on social media. They know it. And it's one of those things where if you're taking the opposition off, then you're going to get all one side, and so you can't,
and it's going to radicalize faster.
You can't help it, and so I don't like to have to say, well, the government is going to have to do something. But I think that revoking the Section 280 protections and making them publishers rather than platforms is probably the easiest, simplest, and least intrusive thing to do.
Absolutely. And remember, 2 years ago, Jack Dorsey was quoted in a newspaper interview, and he said, yeah, I said that, saying, I'm not one side. I mean, I'm not two-sided. I'm not fair. We need to have war. We need to crush these people. You can pull up the actual quote, but it was very similar to that. And there's a couple of Matt Taibbi articles about myself and the censorship a year ago where he actually got it right. Censorship is not in well was one. Beware the slippery slope of Facebook censorship was the other. Mm-hmm. And he exposes, and I'll say it again, a year after we did here, because we're the conspiracy theorists, that the Atlantic Council was already there, but it was a group of CIA and NSA high-level, you know, former directors and others. When Obama left, he funded billions of dollars into a, quote, group to fight the Russians, but then they just took that money and purposed it to go after myself and others to set the precedent. And so Trump has a stay behind network group, and it's all in here, the Atlantic Council, with people still in government and out of government that are operating mutinously against Trump. And so he even gets the quotes together that we've played here on air of the senators and congressmen saying, I want all right wingers off. Banning Alex Jones isn't enough. There's thousands of sites that are just as bad. Senator Blumenthal, Wyden, Murphy, they've said getting rid of Jones is key to saving America. These are quotes. And so these Matt Taibbi articles aren't Alex Jones. I told you this before. They are, Taibbi explaining, this is already the government, but a faction of the government is giving clearance, they believe, to big tech and giving them orders. So this group was already giving them orders, okay?
Well, we don't even need to go to the government either. The worst thing is, this can happen without government intervention.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With Stephen Crowder and Carlos Maza of Vox, who's now left Vox, but it was Carlos's insistence that he didn't like Stephen Crowder making jokes about him, calling him a lispy queer.
You know, that guy calls himself a queer.
He does, yes, he does. But Stephen Crowder was mocking him, and Carlos Maza didn't like that, and so he complained on Twitter to YouTube, and YouTube said, well, he hasn't actually broken the terms of service, and the Twitter mob got louder and angrier, and so they demonetized his entire platform. Millions of subscribers. He must have, you know, he's got an entire team behind it. That's what supports his entire business model, and they were like, no, we're going to demonetize.
And that business model had been investing in Twitter and making it its hub for years.
Yeah.
And so it's a form of robbery that Twitter said, oh, you're not breaking the rules for all these years. And then when a Twitter mob, a bunch of, you know, people with torches and pitchforks, when they come, you lose it all. And that's another great example. The New York Times leaked.
It's worse than that. It's like now Crowder has to work for free. Now he has to, he can't stop doing his job. And so now he has to work for free. He doesn't have another platform to go to. And but it's all on the say of one of his political enemies. It's not that he broke the rules. He didn't. And it was.
And that's only phase one.
Well,
because
yeah,
next he'll just destroy him completely unless his listeners support him and create their own base. But let me bring this up.
That was the request, actually, that he was completely deplatformed. But sorry, go on.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
And we'll close with this and let you finish. Yeah. Remember 2 weeks ago, the New York Times leaked information that came out that the head of the New York Times was telling people, hey, Twitter, you can't do what they say anymore. You know, there was a headline saying Trump says America must come together, and he condemned white supremacism after the tragedy in El Paso. Mm-hmm. And Twitter got mad about that, attacked the New York Times. They got scared, pulled the headline down, and began apologizing. And he said, listen, we changed the headline within an hour. You shouldn't give these mobs the power. I agree. It made him look too good. We won't do that anymore. We're going to shift from Russia to race, but be slicker about it and stop giving the outrage mobs all the power because they're making you sound wild. This is a 74-page transcript or 74-minute, excuse me, but it's a long transcript. And I read the whole damn thing. And he's trying to read between the lines so it's not obvious, but a few times he comes right out and says it. Just calling him a Nazi isn't working. We need to subtly destroy him with the race thing, but stop letting Twitter radicalize you to the point of where you sound like an idiot. And it's so telling. Just what you said about Twitter and this hysteria, which then produces the Four Horsemen, which are super unpopular and are destroying the Democratic Party. They can't help themselves, so it's a black hole of hysteria.
That's true. I like calling the squad the Four Horsemen. That's the Four Horsewomen, I suppose. That's really good. But no, you're absolutely right. That was exactly it. The New York Times headline was, Trump suggests unity against racism or something like this. But the problem with that is obviously it dichotomizes Trump against racism, and they're trying to include him in the definition of racism. He is the racist in chief as far as they're concerned. If they dichotomize him against racism, then that makes him look good. But that was an accurate description of what he had done. He had said, no, that white supremacy, neo-Nazis, this is all bad, we reject it completely. And that wasn't good enough, because that completely undermines the Twitter mob's power to coerce.
My oldest daughter went to a football game. She's 15. And she has a lot of friends, and she's popular. But she went from one school to another, and kids walked over and said, you're Alex Jones's daughter? Why does he deny the Holocaust and hate Jews? And my daughter just said, you know, you're just believing fake news, and walked off. But that's the level of the brainwashing.
Yeah.
So how do people find you? How do they find your work if they weren't already a listener or viewer? And have you moved to build your own website to back everything up? Because as Matt Drudge said in the studio 4 years ago, this was all coming. He said, we've got to decentralize.
I am working on decentralizing. There is alt tech, which exists now. So there are platforms like BitChute, Telegram, Gab.ai, which are, I have a presence on all of those. And they're very easy to find. You can just search Sargon of the Cat and I'll be the first results. Just like I used to be on Google before my MEP campaign. I was the first result on Google if you typed in Sargon of the Cat. I'd usurped the position of the historical one. But now you can't actually find my YouTube channel or videos that way. You have to type in Sargon of the Cat YouTube specifically to be able to find my channel. And then when you go on YouTube, you have to actually go to my channel to find my videos. You can't actually get the videos up if you just do a search.
That's right. A lot of the videos people post of me doing interviews, they're not even listed now when somebody else puts them up. And think about how dangerous that is, that whether it's Infowars.com or Breitbart.com or DrudgeReport.com, I used to get search stuff on Drudge on Google, and I was trying to search his newsfeed the other day because he tweeted out some very interesting stuff, and I had to dig around. And so if you search Alex Jones, It's three pages down at the bottom. Well, it used to be at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Three pages till you find me, what I'm actually saying.
Yeah, same here. They manipulate their search results. And you can see this anyway. You go to a search engine like DuckDuckGo and search in Hillary Clinton and then just see what the recommended the fill-in and the search is. And then do the same on Google and see what comes up. You'll see the difference.
It's just so amazing. And then they get before Congress and they say, we've never manipulated one search result in our history. Then all their internal documents admit they're doing it.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely, they are. There are loads of whistleblowers. There's loads of Project Veritas videos catching them and, you know, saying they did.
A year ago, Mike Cernovich was sent a document about me where Google hired a third-party contractor to attack my name, spam people to drive my name down.
I can believe it. I can absolutely believe it. I mean, one of the things that we saw on Twitter the other day, after the death of Jeffrey Epstein, was the trending hashtag Clinton body count. And lo and behold, that disappeared within a few hours, and a different one replaced it, Trump body count. And if you search for it, you could find accounts where they were just spamming, bots spamming tweets with Trump body count, just filling the tweet in a chain of tweets just to get
it. Don't they get that once people see that, they wake up, we're going to go get dinner, the crew's been here late, this has been an amazing interview, but I got to say this, gut level, I think they've miscalculated, I think this is going to really absolutely overturn the left. I think it's going to destroy the corporate globalism. I think there's going to be a new system that comes out of this. I think it's going to be very, very dangerous. It's going to be a very tumultuous time. But at a gut level, I think classical liberalism is going to come back in the near future. And I think it's going to be populists and nationalists that embrace it that'll end up being the new intellectual elite. And I think we're going to see a new dawn and a new renaissance. I mean, I think that's the very possible, probable outcome if we do our jobs and keep fighting and aren't bullied.
Well, let's hope so.
What do you think?
I don't even want to think about the future. I just want to think about what's right in front of my face because, my God, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's been a really wild few years.
Well, you've got children. What's your gut level?
We've just got to keep doing what we're doing. We must have some effect, and we must be doing something right. Otherwise, they wouldn't pay any attention to us. So.
All right, good to have you here. Glad you came to the United States, and let's go get something to eat.
That sounds good.
All right, folks, that's it for this extended transmission. We taped this, but I'm going to add a lot of documents and articles and clips to it, obviously, that you just saw. But this guy is great, and I'm glad that he came in here to cavort with the Central Texas Command Center, where you find the original patient zero of modern heretics. We're very proud to be that. So thank you all for your views and for all your support. Without you, we would not be here.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And We've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I'm happy to announce I am now officially tied with Beto O'Rourke for the Democrat presidential nomination at 0%. So Beto and I both pulling at 0% right now, but Beto is still in the race. And if he's not doing a weird video where he is having dental work done or failing to fix a flat tire or his dog looks like an abuse victim or he's shoving a piece of pizza in his mouth, now he's trying to cook a burger, even though he says
climate change is going to end the world in 10 years and you can't eat cows, he's going to cook a cow. And by the way, he's going to use a metal spatula on a nonstick pan. You don't do that. But here's Beto cooking a burger in his latest publicity stunt, Panderfest 2020, and Alex Jones responding to the Beto burger.
Well, the chosen one, Beto O'Rourke, was supposedly the guy that was going to beat Donald Trump. But really, he was just one more plastic, wooden, phony person that the establishment tried to give superstar status to, even though he didn't have 1 ounce of charisma in him. He's just like their whole New World Order system. Everything about it is sicky sweet, packaged, and full of hype. But because it's coming from soulless parasites, it never really has a connection to us and falls on deaf ears. Only the dumbest, willful slaves that serve the Democratic Party's lies and believe they're going to get all this free goodies from socialism and globalism buy into it. But as soon as Beto falls, they've just moved on to the next supposed savior. But his latest event, trying to look human, trying to look like a regular person, really blew up in his face, bigger than anything. It went viral in a way he certainly is not happy about. Folks began to point out as he sat there and supposedly grilled hamburgers that he wasn't grilling them. He was cooking them on a no-stick pan on a regular stovetop, and that the cheese wasn't properly melted. And he did it in a very, you know, bizarre, halting, strange way. Clearly not comfortable in his element. He'd never done it before. But that's not the issue. It's that he puts it on an English muffin. And he begins to pant and say, look, that's not at all. Like he's a space alien that's visited the planet for the first time and is going through a human custom of hamburgers. But he's not a space alien. He's not a robot. He is a social climber. He is clearly a sociopath, probably a psychopath, that does these little so-called human rituals to try to trick you so he can get up close to you. All he's ever done is study how to manipulate because he's so disingenuous. He is a hollow man. So we'll play the audio for you, show you some of the tweets, but you know, you can laugh at these, but it's really, really serious because not just in Texas, but anywhere, a real burger's not cooked on a stovetop or no stick pan. It's flame broiled. Everybody knows that. Or it's cooked over charcoal or over gas. You know, you melt the cheese. You know, you don't ever put beef or anything else on an English muffin. The way it's all crumpled just looks like he's escaped from a lunatic asylum. But the so-called superclass isn't really a superclass. They've been put there by the real powerful institutional wealth that's completely removed from humanity to just be their rearguard action while they develop their breakaway civilization. So that's food for thought. Back to Owen Schroyer and his special guest right here at InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Wow. Well, look. Apparently, Beto needs 4 different nonstick pans to cook his miniature burgers or whatever that was he put on an English muffin with 2 slices of broccoli or 2 pieces of broccoli. I've never seen anything quite like it, but it is kind of weird. It's like an alien trying to convince you that they're human, everything that Beto's been up to. But, you know, I think that the problem that Beto is having now is he's eating all these burgers, and it's causing indigestion and flatulation. And so I'm just here to offer Beto a solution. Apparently he's been flatulating more than the average cow that's causing global warming because he hasn't been taking his carnivore from InfoWarsStore.com. So you may not know this, but when you eat red meat, sometimes it doesn't always digest properly. This can lead to indigestion. This can lead to flatulation. This can lead to other issues with digestion, and so we offer the probiotic carnivore. And I'm not even kidding you. I mean, I eat cheeseburgers a lot, probably too much. In fact, I'm trying to consciously cut back. But when I do take the carnivore before I do, with the digestive enzymes in there to help you properly digest red meat and high protein foods. But Beto, he didn't get the memo, and so he's walking around campaigning after he eats a cheeseburger on an English muffin with a piece of broccoli, and he's flatulating more than a cow on the other side of a fence that AOC is standing on crying. So, but you gotta give it to Beto. It's courageous to eat that much red meat and walk around farting all day. But we're telling him, carnivore from InfoWarsStore.com. It's got the probiotics. It's got the enzymes to help you digest those burgers, Beto. So whether Beto wants to put his burger on an English muffin or whatever he wants to do, he better take his carnivore before he does it. Now, Beto still campaigning, though polling at 0% because, well, he's making money. And that's what the whole thing has been about from the beginning. At a event this week, he was asked about late-term abortions, and here is what Beto had to say.
And someone asked you specifically about third trimester abortions, and you said that it's a decision left up to the mother. So my question is this. I was born September 8th, 1989, and I want to know if you think on September 7th, 1989, my life had no value.
Of course I don't think that, and of course I'm glad that you're here. But you referenced my answer in Ohio, and it remains the same. This is a decision that neither you nor I nor the United States government should be making. That's a decision for the woman to make. We want her to have the best possible access to care and to a medical provider, and I'll tell you the consequence of this attack on women's right to choose. And I listened to you, and I heard your question. I'm answering it. And the attack on Roe versus Wade, which we thought was the settled law of the land, and unless we had any illusion that the achievements that we've made are protected forever, or that progress is inevitable, that has been shattered right now. And I want to tell you some of the consequences of this. In my home state of Texas, thanks to these trap laws that make it harder for providers to offer the full spectrum of reproductive care, more than a quarter of our family planning clinics have closed. And it has made us one of the epicenters of this maternal mortality crisis, because not only can you not get safe legal access to an abortion, you cannot get access to a cervical cancer screening or a family planning provider, or in a state that refused to expand Medicaid, any provider at all. And we are losing the lives of women in our state as a result. I don't question the decisions that a woman makes. I mean, only she knows what she knows, and I want to trust her with that. So I appreciate the question. Thank you.
You know, it's an interesting paradigm that the left has currently when it comes to the value of life. It seems that the value of a life really is measured by how much political leverage a Democrat can get from it. So if a child dies in a mass shooting in a school, well, that life has a lot of value. They can get a lot of political leverage from that to take your guns. But if a woman wants to have an abortion the day before the baby is born, that life doesn't have as much value because the political leverage is saying that the woman has that right. So that's just inside the mind of the average Democrat. So instead of having a real conversation on abortion and what should be legal, what shouldn't, we have Democrats just looking for leverage for votes and having no real idea or concept of the value of life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got some extremely important news to cover here that could be a landmark decision when it comes to big pharmaceutical companies manufacturing copious mass amounts of pills, and then because the agenda is to sell them, that becomes the number one priority and not consumer safety. And so a decision has been made today in Oklahoma. An Oklahoma judge has just ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $572 million when it comes to their role in the opioid epidemic that has hit Oklahoma. Now, in Oklahoma alone, I believe, it's either in Oklahoma alone or just across the United States, there are 15 1,500 pending cases that are similar, that have already been filed in court. I know that these expand to at least 48 states right now in the United States of America. So other drug corporations are going to be looked into when it comes to this. And you're going to start seeing massive fines, I think, being doled out. But how do we know that these fines are even fair if we don't know how much these companies are profiting off the sale of opioids? $500 million might just be a drop in the bucket. But this is a landmark decision that could be used against other big pharmaceutical manufacturers in the near future. And so, how is this going to be reported, though, when you have all of these mass shootings and the guns get demonized, but it turns out every mass shooter was also on some sort of pharmaceutical drug, either an SSRI or even an opioid? But I forget the numbers. The CDC came out 2 or 3 years ago. Opioids, painkiller prescription drugs, are responsible for more deaths in the United States than heroin, cocaine, crack, marijuana, crystal meth, combined. And these are legally sold to you, but then the other things get demonized, which, sure, fine. Nobody should go out and waste their life away shooting heroin on the street. But do we not now look at these opioids and say, well, maybe it's not heroin, but there are some serious negative side effects that can be life-altering, and you can never come back? Here's some of the numbers from the CDC. They even say opioids are currently the main driver of drug overdose deaths. But how many public service announcements do you see on television about opioids? Not many, if any at all. How many advertisements do you see for the big pharmaceutical companies that manufacture and distribute the opioids? Well, they're pretty much paying the salaries of most of these television news hosts. What am I talking about? Well, if you tune in to any cable news program or just news program in general, the odds are likely during a commercial break you're going to see an ad for a pharmaceutical pill. They are paying millions and millions of dollars to get those advertisements in front of their potential consumers. But then what happens? You'll also see an ad saying, marijuana's bad for you. Well, I'm not going to comment on the positive or negative effects of marijuana, but it's not killing you like the opioids are. And while it is now becoming a billion-dollar industry that it's been legalized in some states, it's nowhere near the industrial giant that big pharmaceutical is. And by the way, you don't even take into account, I'll tell you, I'm somebody that never, when I was in high school, I played sports, and I tried a painkiller one time, and it made me vomit. I never tried them again, never was into pills. So, I mean, even when I had my wisdom teeth removed when I was in high school, I didn't even want to take the painkillers then. I just recently had some dental work done. They gave me a bunch of painkillers again. They're sitting in my cabinet. Didn't even take one. But nobody thinks about what happens. What do people do with those pharmaceutical pills? Well, a lot of it ends up as chemical runoff and gets into the food supply and gets into the water supply. Most people don't know about, I think it's the CDC that runs it, they do a unused drug grab, basically, where you can return your unused pharmaceutical pills to be properly disposed of. Most people don't even know that that goes on. They end up flushing them, throwing them in the garbage, whatever you want to say. And so that just leads to more problems in the environment. But nobody wants to talk about that. Why? Because, again, big pharmaceutical companies are paying essentially for the salaries of all these news hosts. It's the DEA. Thank you. DEA allows return of unused medications to pharmacies. But who's actually taking advantage of that? It's a very low number. But guns get demonized. Street drugs get demonized. I'm not even saying whether it's fair or not. I'm just saying, why don't these companies get demonized to the same extent? The answer is they pay for the news. It's a pretty simple formula. Let me just give an example. Again, I'm just giving an example. I'm not even saying that this is actually happening. But let's say that you're about to host a Fox News show. Let's say Sean Hannity's about to host a Fox News show, number one rated show on cable news, and he wants to cover about how every mass shooter is linked to SSRI drugs. And he's got stories in front of him. Producer comes over. The higher-ups come over, and they say, sorry, Sean, you can't cover that. And he says, well, why not? Well, we're going to run 10 pharmaceutical ads, many of which produce the pills that you're going to be negatively covering during your show today. So that's just not very self-serving. You see how that works? And my guess is that, again, I'm just using this as an example. I'm not saying this happens to Hannity or directly at Fox News, but my guess is that host with their million-dollar contract is probably going to say, okay. But you see, that's why InfoWars, there's not a million-dollar contract for me at InfoWars, because we don't take million-dollar ad buys from big pharmaceutical companies. We're not bought and paid for. We're bought and paid for by the audience independently through grassroots movements supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's the difference. That's why I can come on here and tell you that Johnson & Johnson, one of the biggest pharmaceutical manufacturers, has just been told to pay $500 million in fines for an opioid lawsuit, which is just going to be the beginning. This is just going to be the beginning. But really, and this is kind of really advanced stuff that somebody needs to do a very detailed report on from inside the pharmaceutical industry or from inside the insurance industry, because I don't know how these big pharmaceutical companies are getting away with this, but essentially what happens is they manufacture these pills, and then the end user ends up buying a bottle of pills for like $1 or $2, but that's just to make them seem cheap and easily available. It's really costing the end user thousands of dollars. They just don't see it because it's all going through insurance. So big pharmaceutical manufactures all these pills. They have to distribute them. They pay for the TV advertisements. Insurance companies then pay for it, which you're forced to pay for. And so then you're like, oh, wow, I'm getting a cheap drug for a dollar. No, you're already paying for it through mandatory insurance, hand over fist, and then you're not allowed to talk about it on TV news.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.